so good to be with you. I'm usually not here on Thursdays getting other stuff done, but wanted to make a special exception because of our guests here. Tomorrow, we got David Icke and Sherry Tenpenny. Fantastic. Today, we have the one and only Patrick Wood, and he's going to be here for the first hour, and then we have interview about the new Power Silver we got. There's the picture right there. Boy, does that look good. And boy, does it work good. It's small. People say, oh, it's small. But yeah, because you know why? Here, I'll take the top off right there. This is, look, here's me like that under a tongue. It's a completely new and unique delivery system. It's so much more powerful, so much more effective, and, you know, whatever you choose to use it for. The FDA has certain opinions about it, but, you know, I'm going to leave it up to you. You use it how you would. Of course, I always take my multivitamins from Grown by Nature. Love Grown by Nature. Vitamin D, talking to Sherry Rogers, that's key to your overall health and what have you, especially with the virus and preventing those kind of things. Do we have Patrick? Are we good with Patrick? Todd?
I don't think he's here yet.
Okay, he's not. I mean, he's not quite.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Oh, there he is. I don't see your video, but whenever you get ready, I'll introduce you. Patrick is a. Oh, look at this guy. Boy, he's handsome. You're gonna get to see this up on YouTube for all the radio listeners. We appreciate your patience. We're trying to do more videos. People seem to like that. We're way behind the times, obviously, on getting into the digital age here. We're coming, kicking and screaming, but it's well worth it. Look at this guy. Boy, he looks good. I got the news this week about Amazon and satellites. Immediately who I thought of was Patrick. I come to find out the story was kind of broke to some degree by Patrick and really put out there. Technocracy.news is his website. He's a longtime author, a longtime patriot. I mean, there's not too greater of a compliment that I could give to somebody than a patriot in the United States of America. He's author of many books, of course, Trilaterals Over Washington with Anthony Sutton, among many others. We're very happy to have him on. Patrick, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes. Well, I guess we'll start right there with the satellites. I got the news that Amazon thinks they need to put 3,000 satellites in orbit. Explain all this. What is going on here?
Space is being littered with satellites. You've got Elon Musk putting up thousands. Now you have Amazon putting up thousands, and there's probably somebody else going to come into the race eventually. The whole idea is to spread 5G transmission to the entire planet and to bring broadband to every little nook and cranny of the planet. Is this necessary? I doubt it. I think I think the world got along just fine before we had whatever 15,000 satellites in space beaming down to us. But technocrats invent because they can, not because there's a demonstrated need to do so. And it's already been demonstrated pretty well that the whole purpose of all of the 5G implementation right now is for the Internet of Things to be lit up. And this will do it. This will make it entirely possible for them to do that now.
Explain for our audience maybe how would you define technocracy? We hear that word all the time. You're an expert on it. You're one of the few experts on it. And then what is the Internet of Things? We hear that. We kind of have a concept. What does it mean in reality, and what does it mean to the technocrats?
Right. There's two aspects to a technocracy. One is the idea of rule by experts, by scientists and engineers, and that's certainly valid. But it also is an economic system, which is extremely important to understand if you're going to understand why the technocrats are there in the first place. The economic system side of it can be expressed in terms of sustainable development, for instance, from the United Nations. It's a resource-based economic system that doesn't rely on price, price-based economics like we understand in free market economic systems. But the rule by experts is what's really concerning right now. The technocrat mind has this idea that society is a machine, nothing less than just a factory floor, and it needs to be monitored. It needs to be surveilled at all times and in all cases to figure out what's going on so that they can execute their social engineering programs. It's really all about social engineering. This was defined back in the 1930s very carefully and very pointedly that their goal was to socially engineer the entire economic system. And here we are today being socially engineered. I don't think anybody would say, no, there's no social engineers out there trying to change society, trying to change this stuff. Everybody knows what's going on. They just don't know who's doing it. Well, I'm telling you who's doing it. It's these technocrats that have been around for a very long time. And finally, their day in the sun has come, and they're exercising their newfound authority, I use that in quotes, to dictate to the world what the world should do.
How do you feel for, you know, what, 40 years? I mean, I don't want to date you or anything, but it's been somewhere around 40 years that you've been right at the front line of this. Compared to your, how, what reaction you got, you know, 4 decades ago to now, how does it feel? Do you feel vindicated? Do you feel sick? Do you feel, I mean, what do you feel?
Well, I don't feel vindicated by the people who have either heard or not heard my message over the years. I feel vindicated by the facts. The facts are stronger today than they ever were in my history, for sure. And there's, you know, in my own mind, maybe I'm, you know, people say, well, you just, you know, been staring at his navel too long. But I've been looking at this stuff for an awful long time, and the facts get stronger, not weaker. And, you know, I've never based my research on opinion, on other people's opinion. It's always been original research that I've done. That means I dig into the source documents, where this stuff comes from. That's what I was trained to do when I worked with Anthony Sutton back in the 1970s and 80s. Go for the real data. Go for the original data and find out what really happened. Well, I have the history of it. I have the data in my hot little hands, as they say. And I've been studying everything fast forward to today with technocracy, with sustainable development, with this is the entire expression of their original plan to create a new international economic order. There's just no question about it. The data speaks for itself.
Now, you're an economist by training. Is that what got you into this, kind of seeing how the economy was starting, or what triggered you to even go down this road?
Well, that was it. I discovered the Trilateral Commission when I was doing financial analysis, writing reports for a brokerage company, a stock brokerage company back in the 70s. And I ran across this organization, didn't know what it was. I was too young and green to have a lot of sense. I wasn't a political science guy. I was just economics and, you know, financial analysis. And so when I met Anthony Sutton, we both were coming at this from different angles. I was looking at it kind of from the financial side more. He was looking at it more from the economic side, because he was a professor of economics. And when we got together and compared notes, we realized we're the same story, big story. And we said, this story is so big, it has to get out. That's why we began writing together in the first place. This is how I got into it. It wasn't that I sat down one day and said, what am I going to do for my career? It's just, I had no idea where this was going to go at that time. But here we are. And I've stayed on this story for these 40 plus years, because it is the biggest story in town. And in some senses, it's the only story in town. And this is the thread. This is the backbone of history that people are missing today. So radically missing. And it's explainable why they're missing it, because the people bringing it to us have sown confusion and discord, and cognitive dissonance, and people's minds are scrambled to understand these greater historical issues today.
I saw, this is totally going in a different direction, but I kind of, it relates, I think. There was a study, I think Yale, in the news, and they were testing people's reaction. They took a group of people who were generally neutral about the upcoming vaccines. I don't know if you saw the story. And they were testing them with 5, 6, 7 different angle points to see which one popped with them. I don't know. When you hear the word technocracy, I'm just trying to think for our audience. When they hear that word, what does that mean? And I think of that story. They're using technology. They're using research. They're using science so they can exactly engineer an outcome for you that they want. Would that be, I mean, did you see that story? And is that kind of along the same lines?
I did see it, and that's a perfect example. What Yale is working with the U.S. government, by the way, on this study. This is not just Yale. But the administration is actually working with Yale to come up with a propaganda model to sell vaccines. You know, people, some, this would be a familiar name to some, but there are some videos on the internet that that were done, original videos that were presented by Edward Bernays, who is the father of propaganda and public relations. Anybody that wants to understand what's going on needs to go back and research what Bernays put it, laid out back in the last century. This is exactly what's happening. They're manufacturing propaganda to manipulate your mind and to manipulate your opinion and your belief system. This is not new, but they have refined it down to a such a fine science that they know exactly what they need to do in order to launch a successful propaganda program. And that's what they're in process of doing right now. The American people, by the way, need to see through this and resist it, because when the man in the white coat shows up at your door with a knock, 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 I've got a needle in my hand, it's time to roll up your sleeve, Americans better figure out where they stand on this stuff and whether they, you know, whether they can trust what the media is going to give them now, or whether they need to throw it out, slam the door in the guy's face.
The mask issue, I've said many times, the mask discussion, we better win this discussion because it's relatively, it's a relatively inert debate, right? I mean, you're really not permanently harmed. You better win this discussion, because the next debate they're pushing you in is the vaccine discussion. And, it will be that. What are your thoughts? Have you seen this develop? Do you think, obviously this is their plan, how do you think they will try to roll it out?
Well, it's just going to come straight down the track. I don't think there's going to be any last minute adjustments at this point. The whole idea of
let me interject. So you see, as this has gone on, that they've not deviated at all, and all this other stuff is just noise to them, and they're going full bore straight ahead. They have tunnel vision, and that's it. That's all there is to it.
That's right. They have a mission. Wow. They have a mission, and their mission is clearly defined to them. They want to, this is kind of a big picture view, but they want to control humanity in the same sense that a feedlot operator would control the animals in his feedlot. You know, they have a very dim view of humanity in general. And they view humanity just as some object or human capital to be managed. And that includes the health of the herd, if you will. So these people are trying to gain access to the bodies of the world, or the body of the world, the flesh of the world, and doing it through vaccinations, doing it through health management, if you will, is their means to do it. Right now, the whole mask and social distancing issue doesn't have a leg to stand on scientifically. This has been proven around the world by multiple groups of people, multiple independent epidemiologists and professors and scientists and whatever, and medical doctors, that these things don't hold water. Yet they're still being forced on us. You say, well, what's the deal? What's the political deal going on here? Well, the technocrats are using the political system to force everybody to wear the mask because it is a symbol of submission. It's just that simple. Throughout history, masks have been a symbol of submission, and they still are today. And the social distancing combined with the face mask issue right now is deconstructing the social relationships in society. It's removing people from connection to other people. It's preventing them from communicating properly, from verbalizing what they're feeling and interacting with their friends and neighbors and so on. This is a tactic that has been used for torture in dictated regimes, like in Vietnam, for instance. This was the kind of tactics they used. Social isolation, blocking communication. They even used, in some instances, they even used restricting the airway so you couldn't breathe. Okay, think waterboarding, for instance. That's what that does, right? These are instruments of torture in the hands of tyrants in history, and yet nobody sees it as a problem today, even though it's not preventing the spread of the virus necessarily. It's become a symbol of submission for these people. So when the man comes with a needle, or the woman, the nurse, or whoever, that could be a clerk at Walgreens for that matter, everybody, or the supermarket, everybody's going to be given the vaccine. When they come to your door, you will be ready, they think, you will be conditioned to submit to their further dictates. And I think of a game that you used to play when you were a kid called Simon Says. It usually was just an innocent game, but sometimes kids, you know, they get a little bit mean-spirited in the game. So instead of just being, you know, well, when you screw up, the penalty could be anything you want to put on it, right? So it might just be a ha-ha-ha, or it might be a whack, you know, across the face. But Simon Says, and it's been turned into Science Says. Science says this. Science says that. You must obey science. Wow. Science is a god. You don't know anything. You don't have a PhD. You don't have the credentials to understand what science says, you fool. And so you just need to obey and submit, you see? That's the only way they can get us to do this. We have to submit, to voluntarily submit.
You know, I love the quote, I trust science, I just don't necessarily trust scientists. I love that quote. We're seeing countries like Sweden, Netherlands, I think, Denmark.
Yes.
They're not mandating masks. They're not even mandating social distancing per se, really. They're not, no lockdowns. I mean, their death rate's about the same as ours. There's no real difference. In fact, they said there's no science. We're not going to mandate that. There's no science. In fact, there's actually some science saying that masks can be detrimental. This idea that science is all lockstep and that everybody agrees and everybody's of the same opinion, we've heard that same line with vaccines. That's just not true, is it?
It is not true. And they know it's not true, I have to say at the top. And of course, I'm making a statement with no backup. Let me back up just a minute. The first epidemiologist that blew the whistle or screamed fire in the crowded theater was Neil Ferguson from Imperial College of London.
That's right.
This is where this whole thing started. Now, Ferguson was a master technocrat who worked at a university that formerly was creating computer models for climate science alarmism. Okay? They were using the same type of climate models with faulty data to scare the world into things like climate extinction. And remember poor little old Greta Thunberg, you know, was crying and pouting at the United Nations, trying to shame people into
in their little boat, in their little boat with a sail going around the world.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing was it was ineffective. The problem with climate change, by the way, and why they decided to, in my opinion, to drop it was, they couldn't produce any dead bodies, for Pete's sake. All the screaming and the alarm, oh, we're going to all die in 10 years, in 12 years. You know, and Al Gore said the poles are going to melt and the seas are going to rise. That never happened. None of that ever happened. No bodies were ever produced by climate change alarmism. That changed when they got on a different horse with the pandemic model.
This is the
same type of computer models they use for climate change. They rolled it over on to pandemics. And the first study that came out by Neil Ferguson, remember, said that 1.2 million Americans were going to die and 500,000 Brits were going to die. This panicked and stampeded the world. They fed that initial study, back to the World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, and Imperial College was like this with the United Nations anyway, based on sustainable development. But the United Nations, you see, has agreements with 197 countries in the world to maintain pandemic-ready policies to just in case, you know, to put into play what we see happening here. So the United Nations took it, spread it to the whole planet all at once, boom, calling fire in a crowded theater again. And all these other countries began to honor and activate those treaties that they had signed with the United Nations to do certain things if a pandemic comes along. Boom, it was spread to the world. It was also spread, of course, to the United States. The University of Washington immediately picked it up and began issuing their own crackpot studies about what the thing was going to do to us. All these studies were false, Daniel. They have since been completely dismantled by the peers, especially in the case of Neil Ferguson. I got such a kick out of this because not only did data science come in and say, well, let us see your assumptions. We want to know what your assumptions were. Well, he finally released that. And he said, they looked at it and said, this is garbage. This isn't even suitable for scientific publication. Then somebody got a hold of the programming. And they looked at the computer program, and data scientists looked at it and said, this is garbage. This can't produce anything. You could run this program 100 times and get 100 different outcomes. They said it's worthless.
Well, the next thing the WHO gets accurate on this, I think, will be the first thing. That's what I'll say. That was pretty impressive. You know, this idea of the bait and switch from climate change, global warming, to now pandemic. It's hard to get people scared of the climate change. It's easy to get them scared of a virus. That's fascinating. We got about 30 seconds before the break. So to be clear, the directives about how we handle this in America were coming from WHO. How were they filtered down? I mean, was the administration, it seems like they were bucking it to some semblance.
Every country has their own version of Dr. Anthony Fauci. All I can say, these are technocrats that are in the health system to drive the policies in their respective countries.
Okay, we'll talk about that on the other side. There's the music, very important. And also what you're doing with free speech, with the mask, you're getting some traction with this little program, with this lanyard. I'm excited about this. So we're going to have you on here about 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
That's right, Jay, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, where all the great products are, including the Power Silver that was showed at first. This is our new product. We're very excited about this, proud, whatever word you want to use. It's easy to take. You just talk. It's not a big bottle because you don't need a lot. It has a totally different delivery system. You need a little something like that. Put it under the tongue as a maintenance dose. Or, you know, some people, I don't know who would do this because colloidal silver has no health benefits whatsoever. I mean, according to the FDA. So they're right about everything. So I guess we should listen to them. If some people, if they're getting, you know, feel a little sick, they pump that up two or three times a day, get it into their body. The delivery system on this is unbelievable. There's nothing like it in the world. I can promise you that. Of course, vitamins, you need vitamins. This is the multivitamin. The vitamin E, you have a full spectrum vitamin E from Grown by Nature, which is important if you listen to Sherry Rogers, the vitamin D, what have you. Here's the kidney support, and I take the kidney support right under the tongue, just like the heart drops. Of course, the heart drops all on sale at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, among many other things. If you're not getting your vitamins, your detox, Happy Bodies Detox, phosphatidylcholine, if you're not getting it from us, who are you getting it from? Because you know you need it. So thank you for your support. Please don't support Bezos. That's just going to pay for another satellite to encompass the earth. buy from the good guys, as they say. So getting back to Patrick Wood, technocracy.news is his fantastic website, his fantastic work. I think, you know, after 4+ decades, Patrick, I think you're finally getting your due. I think you're finally getting, you know, you're coming into your rightful place among intellectual discussions and what have you, interviews, and you deserve it. And we love having you on. Let me ask you about a story. You know, for all that we put on Trump and we, you know, some people put almost a messiah-like deliverance-type attitude towards him, there's a lot of things that trouble me. This 5G and the speed in which we've done it, Israel, I think it's Sweden. Is it Sweden again? Israel has stopped 5G production in their country. There's a couple other, you probably know better than me. There's a couple other countries say, hold on, we need to know what we're dealing with. America is going full bore. It's like they're in a race to see how fast they can get these satellites up or Internet of Things, what have you. And Trump seems to almost be the cheerleader, certainly not stopping it at all. There's a story about the bandwidth. Once the satellites got approved for Amazon to go up to 3,200 satellites, the extra 5G bandwidth that is military use, military grade that has been used, it's going to be transferred over to be able to do this. And it went like this. like all the red tape, all the delay, it is gone. It's like green light, super highway. Let's do this as fast as we can. That's the impression I'm getting. What do you make of that? Does that?
They call the transfer of bandwidth the fastest transfer in history.
Yes. Like,
it circumvented everything. I think they got it all figured out in 12 weeks, and boom, it was done. No time for public input on that, apparently, either.
Who cares? What does our opinion matter? Since when does the people matter? Anyway, exactly. Go ahead.
Right. But the whole scenario surrounding 5G and these frequencies and so on that are being transferred from the Pentagon, the first article that came out on that was very clear to point out this was driven by the White House, not the Pentagon. Some people wanted to, some articles said, oh, it's the Pentagon that's doing it. And the first article that came out said the White House has directed the Pentagon to do this. So this came directly from the top of the administration. And if it was not President Trump directly, it was somebody just right next to him doing it.
He didn't stop it. He didn't slow it down anyway.
That's right. Well, he's already committed to rolling out 5G across the country. And he has claimed back originally, and I think he's done it pretty much, that he would streamline every agency of the government to remove the red tape that might block the implementation of 5G. That means a complete government shift, kind of a makeover, make sure everything's lined up, guys, and all you different agencies out there, you cooperate with this master plan to implement 5G. So that was huge. And the minute somebody says, we're in a race. It's a race. Anytime somebody says there's a race, I get nervous. I start looking around like, okay, so what's going on here?
Race but for a vaccine. We heard that too. Race for a vaccine.
That's right. So the race that President Trump set up here was with China. Well, we have to beat China. We have to beat China to get 5G, be the first to get 5G. And I'm thinking about this. Who gives a rip about what China does in China? That's China. It's not America. What's the race here? Why should we be all like China? Well, you kind of look a little bit under the covers and you find out there's a lot of people hovering around, like Elon Musk, for instance, that have, and Eric Schmidt and Google, who have a lot more love for China, it would appear, than they do for the United States. Makes you a little bit nervous. What's going on here? Why do we need to be in a race? Well, that race was what stimulated our 5G implementation today in America, and is just going like gangbusters across the country.
At this point, is anything going to slow this down? I mean, an asteroid belt? I don't know. What would slow this down?
Only citizens can slow it down, Daniel. It has to be the citizens of the country. Well, we will have no relief from federal government. We're going to have no relief from state government either. And in the end of it, it's going to be individual citizens who decide that they're not going to play the game anymore and just stop playing the game. And
what does that mean? Stop playing the game how? Stop playing it how?
The people at the top give citizens a role to play, right? Right now, good example is face masks. They've given you a role to play. Most people are playing the role. It's like a big stage act, you know. Most people are playing the role that got assigned to them. Well, those roles have a purpose, of course. We discussed that earlier. But citizens need to say, I'm not going to comply with this anymore. I'm not going to play the role that they want me to play. To heck with it. I'm going to play a role. I'm just going to play an American role. And I'm not going to cooperate with them. I'm not going to do the things they want me to do. And this whole face mask issue right now really is a very convenient thing for us to latch onto because it's so visible. This is becoming a national thing now to protest the wearing of face mask. I will not play that role. I will not submit. I will not comply. That's the message. The technocrats need to hear this.
The it's so insidious, because when you think about a 5G tower, that's what you heard. Well, you got to have these 5G little cells all over the place because they don't travel very far, what have you. In your mind, you're thinking, okay, if a community doesn't want that, a community, I mean, heck, they could go burn them out if, you know, if the worst comes to worst. When it's, you know, up in the sky, a satellite, you can't, you know, it's so out of reach now. It's so beyond our scope now that it's out of sight, out of mind. We can't even touch it at that point. The mask, like you said, are right in front of us. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Center for Citizens for Free Speech and all how that's going.
Well, we're using the face mask issue right now as a First Amendment issue, and it really is. I didn't know this was coming, obviously, and neither did you, of course, but the deal with the face mask and social distancing is so patently anti-constitutional, it's not even funny. And it violates the First Amendment on every single count. Freedom of expression of religion, free speech, freedom of the press, this thing censorship, the right to assemble. How can you assemble peaceably if you have to social distance? That's crazy. Even a fifth grader could figure that out.
Well, Black Lives Matter sure finds a way. Apparently, it's okay if Black Lives Matter do it. Anyway, I had to say that.
I know. And heaven forbid, if anybody were to show up in a blackface, they are immediately canceled by, you know, whoever. They're gone from society. but you're right. There's great tolerance for these protests, these violent protests and burning and looting and all that kind of stuff. But anybody else cannot protest. Cannot get together in groups of more than 50. Now in California, they're trying to close all the churches again. And there's a big battle brewing over there right now. And I think, you know, it's going to be interesting. But this whole business of wearing face masks is a First Amendment issue because you cannot communicate if you have a muzzle on your mouth. Criminals wear masks. Dogs wear muzzles so they can't bark. And when people wear a face mask, they are unable to communicate correctly with other human beings. What rocket science is involved to understand this? None. You listen to a cashier standing behind in a grocery store, standing behind a plexiglass screen with this heavy mask on, and she's mumbling to the customer. What'd you say? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. And of course, their lips are hidden. You can't read their lips. There is no communication, correct communication. This is a total violation of the First Amendment. So as Citizens for Free Speech, we decided to launch a national protest against the wearing of masks. And so we came up with this, this lanyard and a 3x5 plastic card that can be worn around your neck when you're outside of your home. That basically says wearing a face mask poses a serious health risk to me. And you can't ask me what it is because that would violate HIPAA regulations. And this is the fact. I believe personally, this is my belief that wearing a face mask poses a health risk to me. And we put a copy, we put the First Amendment on the back of the card so that it just be flipped around and, you can explain to people about the First Amendment. And why it's important.
Where can you find this? So can they go to your website? Can you get a copy of this? Do you order? Where do you get this?
They simply have to go to citizensforfreespeech.org.
And this Look is at what that. It looks like. There it is on the, for the audience. He's holding it up right now. It's blue. Yeah. It's nice looking.
It's on the homepage. It's a plastic card, so it won't break. It's not brittle. And on the back, we have the First Amendment, and you can see there's a little slot up here to attach our lanyard so that you can wear it around your neck. And this is the anti-symbol to the face mask, Daniel, where wearing a face mask is a symbol of submission to the government, the technocrats, etc. This is becoming a national symbol quickly of, I will not comply with that. I have my own symbol, and it says, get away from me with your face mask. We're not going to play that role.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you about airlines. I flew, I don't know, how long has it been now? A month or so? I don't know. I flew on a plane around the 4th of July. That's when it was. And I told them I have a medical exemption. I can't wear a mask. When I went to my destination before 4th of July, they had just implemented the mandatory mask. they kind of gave me grief. They gave our family grief. And it was kind of a, you know, a cantankerous situation. On the way back, everything was smooth sailing. I don't know if they had talked to somebody and said, you know, this is HIPAA. You can't, you know, leave people alone. Just let them on the plane. I've seen recently that a couple airlines, Southwest and American, have said, we don't care if you have a doctor's note. We don't care if your doctor's right there. We don't care if you're on oxygen. You're not getting on this plane without a mask. That right. surprised me. I don't know how that's legal. I don't know. There's no national mandate. There's no national law. How in the world can they do that? I have no idea. Your thoughts on any of that?
Well, the airline industry right now is spotty. Some people are able to fly and have flown using the rationale on our no mask card. Others have failed when they go, and it's like you're saying here. It is not legal, and it certainly is not constitutional, because like the airlines, for instance, they're a public utility. They're a public service.
Right.
There are laws in place that regulate how somebody serving the public must behave. For instance, if you are in a wheelchair, the airline has to make accommodation for you to be in a wheelchair to get on the airplane. And they're just completely throwing all of that out to the wind and saying, we don't care. You're going to do what we say. And so they have become little dictators in some cases. And it's very confusing. And there's a lot of fear and a lot of anger. All I can say is, by the way, too, the anger does not get anywhere when if you start really arguing, get in a heated argument with somebody like on an airplane, a flight attendant or whatever. They just have a job, and they're being dictated to from their own.
I would disagree with you to some degree, because in this regard, Walmart, they made a policy. You know, you're gonna come in this store with a mask. There was the video went viral about Starbucks. The Starbucks guy was demanding the customer wear a mask. He punched him out. Walmart, a lot of people were arguing, raising a stink. Less than a week later, Walmart said, that's fine. All right, fine. If you don't wear a mask, we'll. So I agree and disagree at the same time.
Well, here's what's happened with most of the big box stores now. And this is public record now. Like the Walmarts, like the Costco's, like, the other in malls and stuff. For the most part, they're saying when a customer comes in and says something like, I have a health issue and I can't wear a mask. They just say, let them in now. They didn't say that initially, but now they say just let them in. And here's, as I've studied this so far, the reason I believe they changed their policy on this, even though the signs on the window still say, you don't dare come in here without a,
you must.
I know you must, but then you go in and you say, I can't wear a face mask. And they, oh, come on in, sir. We're glad to see you here. The reason they changed their policy on this is because my guess is that their lawyers told them, you don't have a leg to stand on here. And if somebody sues you for
discrimination,
you're going to get your clock clean. So don't do it. And so they changed their policy right after that. Very mysteriously, they never apologized for their original draconian mandate, right? But they just kind of quietly said, yeah, policy now is come on in. And I walk out of Costco now with impunity. I wear my card and invariably they hand me a mask, right? They say, well, oh, here's your mask, sir. And I just say, I'm sorry, I can't wear a mask. Oh, great to see you. Come on in. And I just walk in. And often I'm the only one there that doesn't have a face mask on.
But, I'm going to agree and disagree again. Because I know those lawyers had that discussion before they made that decision. And somebody gave them the green light to go ahead. I think, and see, I don't know. You could be right. I don't know. Somewhere along the spectrum of that decision, it was people raising Cain at the door and getting in a fight and disturbing the peace in the store. And a bunch of rednecks just screaming bloody murder that said, oh, fine, forget it. I think that now where, how much? I don't know. You seem to disagree. I think it meant something.
That, how about a little push pull?
Yeah. Okay.
It's true. There was a lot of people complaining and there was a lot of people saying, we're never coming back to your store again.
Yeah.
And they don't like that kind of talk.
Well, and some people started getting a fight with the employee. They put some little 18-year-old girl on there on a chair with a bag of masks and say, "Now you confront all the angry people that come in, and here's your mask. Good luck."
That's right.
So I think that kind of was, anyway. One of the big stories was this hydroxychloroquine, the censorship, talking about technocrats, Google. And you mentioned about airlines are a public utility. They get public money because they're doing a public service. Absolutely. Same thing with Google. Google's operating as a public service, YouTube, at least they want to be. This idea of hydroxychloroquine, I have seen, and I talked about this yesterday, I have been surprised on my wife's Facebook. I am surprised the amount of people I never would have thought would say this. They're not mad. They are pissed off about the hydroxy videos being taken down. They think Fauci, they think Gates for sure is a pedophile and wants to tag him with vaccines. There's no way on God's green earth they're taking a vaccine. And they think Fauci is a compromised, crooked idiot. I mean, I'm like, whoa. I mean, this is, one, are you encouraged by that? Or two, where do you think this is all going?
Well, hydroxy is getting beat up everywhere. You're right. Videos being taken down, articles being taken down, people vilified, people getting fired from their work, medical professionals getting fired from their jobs. It's absolutely over the top. And you have to ask the question, who has the power to do all this? Who has such influence that they can cancel an entire segment of society that knows that there is value in hydroxy? This is a technocrat narrative. It has to be understood that way. The Anthony Faucis of the world are the scientists that are saying science says. They're playing a game with the world, science says. And they haven't said science says hydroxy is good. It hasn't said that. Is that they could say hydroxy is good. Oh, you didn't say Simon Says. So you get this mental disconnect where somebody is saying it's good, then, Simon has to say. And they're controlling this narrative, and they're controlling this cancel culture, where they selectively will take people out if they cross them up. And, of course, the goal here is vaccines. Hydroxy would completely obliterate the need for vaccines.
Destroys their narrative. Their narrative is destroyed with hydroxy. Destroyed. Yeah. Masks, the whole thing.
Yes. You censor the whole thing. And it doesn't matter, by the way, if you're liberal or conservative. If anybody take a notice, there are plenty of non-conservative people in America who are concerned about the censorship of hydroxy, and they're writing about it. If you're a liberal doctor and you say, my patients are doing just fine, I haven't lost one yet, and so on, you're going to get canceled right along with everybody else. So we don't want to make the mistake, oh, it's just conservatives that are being canceled here. It's not. It's anybody that comes up with this narrative or dares to spread it. And Facebook will take your post down, for instance, or Twitter will take your post down just as fast as if you're a left-wing Democrat as a right-wing Republican.
We have about 3 minutes left. Obviously, the Declaration of Independence, this idea that we're created, we're endowed by our creator, it's the most revolutionary idea government has ever put out. The greatest moment of the last 2,000 years is the Declaration of Independence, in my estimation.
Yes.
It seems like all this is an attack on that idea that they want, that you're not endowed, you're created, you're evolved, you're just a monkey, and we're going to manage you like a monkey, like a cow or whatever. That is really the debate, control versus darkness, or light, darkness, control versus free will. Where is this going in the short term? What do we need to do? Give us some hope. What everybody who's listening, what do they need to know to help fortify ourselves or to do something about this onslaught?
Well, the first thing is you need to take personal responsibility for yourself. That's kind of self-evident to me, but so many people are still looking to the government to save them. I mean, all the people looking at the, I got to go work for Trump and make sure he gets elected. Listen, you need to look to yourself and only yourself at this point. for any type of relief on this stuff. It's up to you and me and the other individuals in society to get together and put a remedy to this. That is our constitutional right to do. We're not going to get help from the federal government. We're not going to get help from Congress. Heaven forbid anything good would come out of Congress today. We're not going to get anything from our state houses. They've all clamped down on us and are just screwing us to the wall. We're not going to get anything from our city councils right now because they're also screwing us to the wall with these band-aids. So citizens need to get together in their own communities and start cleaning house from the ground up. Every single city council person is within your reach, within your own city. But only if you first decide you're going to be responsible for yourself and not look to everybody else for a solution. Don't look to the guy down the road. Oh, he's going to do it because I pay him a salary or whatever. You need to look to yourself at this point and get off the couch and get out, put on your walking shoes, get out and start meeting with people and talking to people and get a seat at the table.
Last question. I'm of the hopeful opinion that if there is some sort of mandate, and I don't care if it was in California, New York, or any state in this union, if there was everybody's getting vaccinated, I have to believe there's so many mothers of vaccine damaged children, what have you, they just wouldn't do it. They would revolt. Do you think that's true, or am I being optimistic?
Yes, I think we're setting up right now for the mother of all conflicts over this vaccine issue. I think it's coming. And there will be many other things in the, you know, like the BLM stuff is going to continue. But yeah, I think this is going to be a huge battle.
Patrick Wood, Technocracy.News, Citizens for Free Speech. Get your lanyard. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.